Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl takes the AABBA rhyme scheme to a whole new level. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, things are tough all over the world. For example, this week, the Japanese finance minister was forced to resign in disgrace after he went to a G7 financial summit and allegedly did what?
Well, he was drunk and he either passed out or barely could speak.
You're right. He showed up drunk, allegedly. Soichi Nakagawa says he was totally sober during the press conference with the other finance ministers, but on the video, he's lolling his head around and slurring his words like Captain Jack Sparrow. This might explain some odd decisions he made recently in office, such as his order given at 3 a.m. to invest 400 billion yen in ShamWows. The incident has raised questions for our own new treasury. The incident has raised questions for our own new treasury. How can I say that? Maybe. Wait a minute.
Are you drunk?
Maybe.
Peter's turning Japanese.
Well, it worked for him.
Batten down the ShamWows.
The incident has raised questions for our own new Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner. Namely, given the gravity of the situation, why isn't he drunk, too?
Isn't it our president who usually goes over there to throw up on them?
That is the tradition. It represents the enduring bonds of the Japanese-American relationship.
We throw up on each other.
Yes. Yeah. Have you ever seen it? It's a beautiful ceremony, actually.
Yes. It's lovely.
Paula, a British train station is trying to combat morning congestion in its parking lot by banning what?
Cars.
No, although that would be a direct approach.
Mm-hmm.
No, people are doing something when they drive into the train station and it's taking up a lot of time and they're
kissing.
Not moving. Yes, they're kissing. Mm. No kissing in this train station. You drive your wife to the train, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, before they get out, you give them a little snog, another snog, you look into their eyes, you say how much you're going to miss them. Maybe just a few seconds for you, but multiplied, it takes up time. Pretty soon, traffic is backed up to France. So, the Warrington Bank Quay station has erected no smooching signs. People wishing they'd have a passionate goodbye are directed to the kissing zone, where they won't slow other commuters. Desperate and lonely people stand under the sign.
What is it, the kiss and ride? Is it?
No, well, they have that here.
They have the kiss and ride. And I always wondered how you get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is really a problem. Can you imagine, you're taking your wife to the train station, and you don't go into the kissing zone.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Honey, turn here. Turn here.
Paula, we read this week about an unsung hero, Jo Eglund of Norwich, England. She stood up, called upon the people in her community to help her out, and together they were able to provide 1,500 sweaters. For what purpose?
Her to wear.
No. They weren't for her. It was more selfless than that.
To make sweaters.
Oh, yeah. I hate homemade sweaters. Oh.
Little sweaters.
They were little sweaters? Yeah. Oh, for cold dogs.
No, not dogs. Apparently.
Hamsters?
No. That would be cute, though.
They'd be itchy. Homemade sweaters are always itchy.
No.
You know what? If you got a cold hamster, just get it on the wheel.
Yeah, that's true. Get on the wheel. That's true.
Say to them when they wake up, I know you're cold now, but once you get up and get on the wheel, you're going to warm right up.
Yeah, don't take a shower first. Just get right on the wheel.
That's exactly what I say to my son when I wake him up in the morning. I say, I know you're cold and tired now, but once you get up and going, you'll feel better. And then
you're not putting him on a wheel.
Oh, sure I do.
Here's a hint, Paula. Apparently,
what do you mean? I don't need a hint.
Yeah, I guess it's not hamsters.
Yeah, don't talk down to me. What?
Apparently, Cy Sperling's hair club for hens hasn't reached England yet.
For bald chickens?
For bald chickens.
Well, bald chickens, bald naturally.
Bald chickens. They don't have many options, of course. Chicken strength Rogaine is still years away from FDA approval. Thus, they have to depend on the kindness of people like Ms. Eglin. Egg factory chickens, you see, lose their feathers from stress.
No, I didn't know that.
It's true. Enter Ms. Eglin and her little hen rescue center. Her sweaters are a huge hit with the birds, not nearly as messy or labor-intensive as the feather plugs they had been providing.
Oh, jeez.
And the worst thing is the chickens with the plugs, they'll walk around and they pretend no one can tell. And you know.
Ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. Ain't nobody here.